Playlist Studios.
It's Wednesday, May 4th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPECC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Well, the news broke Monday evening that a draft U.S. Supreme Court opinion showed a majority of the justices had signed on to an end of Roe v. Wade, the ruling that legalized abortion across the U.S. 49 years ago. Today, Governor Gavin Newsom visited Planned Parenthood's headquarters in South L.A., and he came with a message. The state of California will guarantee the right to an abortion in the state constitution. The governor says he began meeting with state lawmakers months ago to plan for this moment.
We will stand tall, we will stand firm, and we will affirm the constitutionally protected rights of women and girls, their reproductive rights and freedoms in California.
An amendment to the California Constitution requires support from two-thirds of the state legislature. Democrats hold supermajorities in both the state Senate and Assembly. Once a constitutional amendment is passed, it goes to the voters in California for their approval. That could come as soon as November. If a majority vote in favor, the constitutional amendment passes. Speaking of elections, KPECC's Air Talk is continuing its series of conversations with the candidates for L.A. County Sheriff in the June primary. Sheriff Sergeant Carla Carranza was a guest today. She says the sheriff's department has a role in dealing with homelessness, but Carranza says it will take more help from the L.A. Homeless Services Authority, the office in charge of homelessness policy.
Law enforcement always come across families or individuals that are going through some kind of situation where they are either homeless or living in their vehicles. At times when we have these contacts, we also have to be partnered up with the resources that we can provide for those who are seeking it.
Sheriff's Sergeant Carla Carranza, one of the candidates for L.A. County Sheriff. So was retired Sheriff's Captain Matt Rodriguez. He told Air Talk that homelessness is out of control, and it's part of the reason there's a rise in violent crime.
What I want to make clear is that, yes, we will go out and enforce the law. There's this cute little saying that people say on the campaign trail that we're not going to arrest our way out of the problem. But I'll tell you this much, we are not going to arrest our way out of these problems either.
Retired Sheriff's Captain Matt Rodriguez, running for sheriff and a guest today on KPECC's Air Talk. Two more candidates join Air Talk tomorrow, former Long Beach Police Chief Robert Luna and the incumbent L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. And, of course, we have more on the election at LAist.com/voter-game-plan. About 370,000 Californians who use TurboTax to file their tax returns figure to get some money back from TurboTax. It's part of a national settlement of a lawsuit that accused TurboTax of advertising some of its tax prep products as free when they weren't. 51 attorneys general and local prosecutors sued. Intuit, the parent company of TurboTax, will pay $141 million to settle. California's share of that money is nearly $11.5 million. Intuit also has to make clear which TurboTax products are free and which ones aren't. Intuit says it's already doing that for the most part. Maybe you saw the videos, comedian Dave Chappelle performing on stage last night at the Hollywood Bowl when someone in the crowd climbs onto the stage and tackles him. BuzzFeed News reporter Brianna Sachs was in the audience. She was on KPECC's Air Talk today. She says once Chappelle freed himself from the man's grip, security rushed in.
Looking back, I felt like I was watching a schoolyard beat down. There was a group of at least 10 people just kicking and punching this man as he lay on the ground.
Brianna Sachs with BuzzFeed News. She says Chappelle continued with his performance and the man who'd rushed the stage was taken away in an ambulance.
I mean, his arms both looked broken or severely injured, like they were definitely dangling askew. His face was completely swollen. He was kind of limp over to one side.
The LAPD says that man, identified as 23-year-old Isaiah Lee, got medical treatment. They also say he had a replica gun and a retractable knife. He was booked on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. No word on a possible motive. Now the question is, How does someone with a replica gun and a retractable knife get past metal detectors and bag checks at the Hollywood Bowl gates and then get past security to get onto the stage? We have asked the Hollywood Bowl for comment. No response yet. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.